Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, where four friends debate the latest issues in all sports and have a fun time doing it. High-heated arguments, crazy takes, and passionate opinions is what fills every pack-filled episode. Frenemies is available on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox, and others. Welcome to episode 37 of the Frenemies Podcast. Today, we're going to resume our free agency slash NFL offseason. We left off, the last move we had was Russell Wilson. And since then, basically the whole NFL landscape changed. Some bizarre move, some make sense, some just don't make sense at all. We'll start with the first one, happened on March 16th. Khalil Mack going from the Chicago Bears to the Chargers, linking up with Joey Bosa.
Can I give my perspective on this?
Of course.
I've had the same perspective the last few years about how the NFL works and how Super Bowls work. I'm a big believer in when you get your quarterback on a rookie deal, when you draft the right quarterback, that's when you got to go all in. Okay, that's what the Bengals did with Joe Burrow. Burrow on his rookie contract, they got receivers surrounding him, running backs around him, and they put a defense around him, right? Mm-hmm. And they're obviously an offensive line away from the Super Bowl.
Mahomes getting paid about $50 million.
But that was just this year when Mahomes was in his second year. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce around him, O-line around him, great defense around him. Super Bowl. You can go back for a lot of quarterbacks. That's how this works. I hate Brandon Staley, but I absolutely love what the Chargers are doing. You got your franchise quarterback in Justin Herbert. You've gone out this offseason, Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson. You drafted Rashawn Slater, who's been fantastic. You got Corey Linsley at center, which was a phenomenal free agent signing. You re-signed Mike Williams, his favorite deep threat. You have number one receiver in Keenan Allen. You have number one running back in Austin Eckler. They signed Gerald Everett too, didn't they? The Chargers?
I believe so, yeah.
What a fantastic offseason for the Los Angeles Chargers. They have, like, this is the blueprint to follow in the NFL to win a Super Bowl. It's just, this is one of the best off seasons I think I've ever seen for an NFL team. I absolutely love what they've done.
Jack, I could not agree more with you. I completely agree with almost everything you said. I'd like to see them go out and get a receiver, maybe first round possibly. Because I like Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, but I think another young kind of third piece to that would fit
well. You imagine Garrett Wilson or Chris Olave or Treylon Burks on that offense?
Honestly, any of them. Drake London even too. Honestly, any of them. I love that the Chargers gave up a second and a six for Khalil Mack. I think as long as Khalil Mack can stay healthy, that is a brilliant move. They skyrocketed themselves to the top of the AFC West, in my opinion.
Maybe even the AFC after the other trades that have happened too. Like, this has just been the perfect offseason.
I don't want to go that far yet, but I think definitely in probably the toughest division in football, they're number one right now.
Which says a lot. Mm-hmm.
You guys covered it.
Agreed.
Really.
Jacobo.
There's two teams in this trade, so I guess I'll be the one that talks about the Chicago Bears. I actually, like, I saw a thing that next year, because they're all the pieces they've moved, they're going to have over, like, $120, $130 million in cap room.
It'll be like the Jaguars this year.
Yeah, but, like, I think they have more of, like, a foundation the Jaguars did. But,
yeah, better quarterback.
If they could just keep some of the solid, just good, solid piece on the team, good young pieces, and go out and try to build on Justin Fields on the next offseason and somehow try to entice free agents without overpaying what the Jaguars did, then that would be successful. But, yeah, you guys covered it. The Chargers are an amazing team. I just don't think the record's going to show for it just because of the amount. They're going to have to play their AFC West opponents six times, Chiefs twice, Raiders twice.
Honestly, if they go 4-2, I wouldn't be surprised. Right now,
Broncos twice. So, like, yeah. They're gonna commit
the
some losses.
The
4 seed
could make it to the playoffs of that division. That entire division could make the playoffs potentially.
Yeah, that's far and away the hardest division in sports right now to rank. Not just football, sports.
Yep.
It's so talent
loaded.
Honestly,
anything you said, you have an argument for. And then, like, any team you put at 1, 2, 3, and 4, you can have an argument.
Yeah, and so Jake, I'm sorry, I don't know what the next transaction is, but I think, like, this should just go right into it. Another AFC West move. Would be kind of a corresponding move. The Raiders trade first-round pick and I believe a second-round pick and something else
for
Davante Adams and then give him a nice extension,
a
very hefty extension for a receiver. So that move puts Davante Adams from the NFC North to the AFC West. And then because of that, this is why the trade is so brilliant. Not only you gain Davante Adams, you kick Tyreek Hill out of the division, because then following the Davante Adams trade, the Chiefs couldn't pay Tyreek Hill what he wanted. And this kind of goes back to my quarterback thing. Mahomes is now making $50 million a year, highest salary ever in NFL history. When you pay a quarterback like that, you're going to lose key pieces, just like he lost Tyreek Hill. So for the Raiders, this is brilliant. Derek Carr's not a top eight quarterback. You have extra wiggle room. You bring in Davante Adams, his old teammate from Fresno, and then you kick the next best receiver in the division out of the division, to Miami. Who knows what he's going to do in Miami with Tua as his quarterback?
That was a great move from the Raiders.
But it's brilliant.
First round pick and a second round pick, 22nd overall and 53rd overall.
I mean, brilliant move by the Raiders.
Honestly. And on the other side of that, what in the world? We've been saying it for 3 years. What are the Packers doing? They just got rid of Aaron Rodgers' best friend, best weapon. And supposedly Rodgers knew about this when he resigned. Supposedly. I have a hard time believing that. But
well, again, Hunter, I think
it's Marcus Valdez Scantling's gone too.
Yeah, to the Chiefs.
Who do they have? Can we name receivers for the Packers?
Well, they also lost, how do you say his name? Equanimeous St. Brown?
Yep, yeah.
They lost him.
St. Brown's brother.
Yeah, I don't know who they have. Now
they have Alan Lazard, who's decent.
He was decent because he's playing in the shadows of Davante Adams.
That legit is it right now. Yes, so probably
Randall Cobb.
No, he's like
that 90. Doesn't count.
Juwan Winfrey.
Who?
Hold on, I had the wide receivers pulled up.
I mean, what are
they doing? Those are their top three
receivers.
What are they doing?
Yeah, their starters right now is Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, and Juwan Winfrey.
So now the only positive here, and it's
and Amari Rodgers. I think he's there too.
Yeah, he's the backup for Randall Cobb.
Okay. I'm not even going to say it's a positive. I mean, when you sign Aaron Rodgers 4 years, $50 million, give him $150 million guaranteed, same deal with the Chiefs. You're not going to have money to surround your superstar quarterback with superstar players. They just lost their other superstar.
Just competent. Like people we've heard of.
Right.
Like,
so here's what I'm saying. Now,
Parker.
Now the Packers have two first-round picks, and in my opinion, this is one of the best receiver classes of all time. Like they're going to be receivers that drop a little. It's one of the best. It's freaking phenomenal. So if you're the Packers,
will probably take Malik Willis though.
No, if they get a receiver,
they two first round picks, so they can package up and get you. Because I think Garrett Wilson is far and away the number one in this class. A lot of people, Treylon Burks, people are very high on Burks, very low on Burks, but he has great upside because of his frame. Mm-hmm. Drake London has a Mike Evans type build, and Chris Olave might be wide receiver number four.
I think
he's fantastic. And he's not going to drop because of his injury. And before the injury, he was probably receiver one or
those
two.
Those four and five have separated themselves. Probably the best in the class by far. It's hard to even rank them, I think, in my opinion. I mean, I'd probably go Wilson one, Burks two. I don't know.
They also lost Darius Smith, Packers, on the defensive side.
Do they have money? Do they have any money at all?
Like, very, very, very little. Very little.
They need to get a receiver in the draft. And even if they – say they draft two receivers.
Which they could. A lot of mock drafts
haven't drafted two. Say they draft two receivers. They're still young rookies playing with Aaron Rodgers, who demands an unbelievable expectation upon you.
I mean, it probably doesn't
hurt. And Davante Adams is the only one that can meet that year after year after year.
It probably doesn't hurt, though, if you have Aaron Rodgers throwing you the ball.
No, it doesn't.
Like, that's probably the guy in the league you want throwing you the ball.
I'm just saying, you know that was Aaron Rodgers' number one weapon by far.
Could they trade Jordan Love for someone?
No.
I don't think Jordan Love has a trade value. He hasn't thrown a football in 2 years.
He's still just a young, maybe like a fifth, sixth round pick.
You get a pick. You could get a pick for him, but nothing good.
Did we see Jordan Love's game against the Chiefs this year? He was terrible. Like, he looked horrible.
I have a question.
I love your questions.
Does this trade make – where does this trade make the Raiders – stack up in the AFC?
Their offense is scary. They basically have Darren Waller, like, basically receiver at this point.
So are they the worst team in their division?
No, I put them at second.
They could be. You know what's crazy?
Okay,
they could be the worst team in the division, but at the same time, they could be the best team in the division.
All four of those teams
are they better than
the
Bills?
Are the best division?
In certain parts, yes, they are.
I take the Bills over them though.
I would too, but it's close.
Yeah, we're talking about conference.
Conference right now.
Because
this puts them as a playoff team. I don't think they compete just because I think the AFC is ungodly loaded. But
right, so that's my
question.
If they
made a run, it
would
surprise
me. Do they regret this trade in 3 years?
The Raiders?
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you why. You can never regret going for a Super Bowl. You can never, ever regret going for a Super Bowl.
Because they're at least talked about now in the conversation, I think.
Yeah, I just don't
know. Carter, if they don't,
I don't know.
Carter,
if
I don't know the best.
I don't know if I have them over the Broncos. I don't even know if I have them over any of the teams.
Jake,
I mean, I think they're higher, but what if they're not? And then I don't think they're better than the Bills.
I don't either, but let me say this to Jake real quick. We look at it and we say, we don't know if that's a Super Bowl move. No one in the world thought drafting Ja'Marr Chase at 5 was a Super Bowl move, and that probably was a Super Bowl move. Could you imagine if they take Penei Sewell, it's not a Super Bowl move. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there are certain trades. You have no idea how that's going to, like, shake the outcome.
No one thought the Bengals were going to be where they were. I mean, it's so random. Like, I think the Raiders at least put themselves in the competition to be an elite team.
Like, I think when you get in the playoffs, it's honestly just a coin flip. Like, well, like you need, like, I mean, it kind of is, because you need luck to go your way.
You do need luck.
No one thought the Bengals were beating the Titans. No one thought the Bengals were going to go into Arrowhead and upset the big bad Chiefs. And sure enough, they did. I mean,
So then that's my question. In a vacuum, say no penalties, no whatever, just based on talent roster alone, are the Raiders a AFC conference title contender?
Yes.
They make contender, contender, yes. Contender, yes.
So they can get there.
Like every other team in their division.
Mm-hmm. Now, Carter, I like your games.
No, though.
No, I like your games.
Yes. What do you mean, no?
Because I don't know if they are.
How? What are they missing? I mean, I guess you can
I don't
say
know
a
if they're
defense,
I don't know if they're top five team in their conference.
That's fine. You can the Raiders? That, but they're still contending. They're still a contender to potentially make an AFC championship run. If I were a betting man, which I'm not, I would say I probably wouldn't have them there. I wouldn't say they make the AFC championship game, but
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
So then if they don't, let's say they don't. They don't ever make a conference title game. Is this trade a mistake?
Yeah, but Carter, you can't forecast it like that in 3 years. Because what if the Dolphins never do anything with Tyreek Hill? Was that a bad trade? You can say that to so many different things.
My problem with what you said, Jack, is like I understand like the Bengals, they didn't know that Jamar Chase was going to turn out like that. So in theory, it was a Super Bowl move. But I'm thinking about just as a front office. And like when you're going in the offseason, did the Raiders think, all right, we're going for a Super Bowl. Let's go get Devontae Adams. Because I don't think that's enough to get them a Super Bowl. It's just Devontae Adams. If this is just let's improve talent, that's a good move, then I like the move. I was just going off like what was their mindset going into the year? Just kind of like the Bengals, like going back to like your Super Bowl thing, like the young quarterback thing. That's why I disagree with you. Because the Bengals, honestly, their plan, I disagree with on your point where the Bengals' plan was to go big with Joe Burrow. Because in theory, I guess, yeah, they were trying to improve the roster around Joe Burrow. But they were not trying to win a Super Bowl with Joe Burrow this year.
I agree
they
with that.
Got, okay, I just want to make sure we got – I think that's the mindset of the front office, what I was trying to
– I just think, like just – if you look at the last 10 to 20 Super Bowl winners, almost all of them are quarterbacks on their rookie contract or Tom Brady. And Tom Brady has never been a top five paid player in the NFL. So that's just my thing.
I think it's different. Because the empowerment the players have now, kind of like in the NBA where players kind of force their way to go to certain places, it's a lot of people trying to
shift.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think players now definitely have a ton of freedom to now go where they want, go to where they want to win a Super Bowl. Like Odell going to the Rams this year.
But that's
something you wouldn't have seen in the past 20 years. Solid talent
right.
Going to a already great team.
Jake, that's fine. But another thing to remember here, Matt Stafford also wasn't a top five paid quarterback. And Odell signed for a very small deal. He was making $20 million in Cleveland. We cut him. And he signed a deal worth just a couple million dollars. And he took it in Bitcoin and lost practically all his money because Bitcoin collapsed. And that's neither here nor there. But to your point, players going to leave to win a Super Bowl. I mean, look at Tyreek Hill. He was in the AFC Championship game with the Chiefs. And in consecutive Super Bowls the year before that, and then he had to leave because the Chiefs couldn't pay him the money he wanted. Same with Devontae Adams. He left a team that was in consecutive NFC championships before going out a year early, and he had to leave that team as well to go to the Raiders, who haven't won a playoff game in a very long time.
But both of those I don't think were necessarily our money. Reports came out said that the Packers offered the same or very similar contract to the Raiders.
Yeah.
He wanted to leave.
Tyreek Hill isn't.
The Tyreek Hill, I think the Chiefs gave him a solid deal. I honestly think he wanted a new place. I think he wants to prove that he can be a great receiver without Patrick Mahomes. I don't think it's all money.
I think that was a lot more money than Adams.
If the Chiefs gave Tyreek Hill that deal, he's a Chief.
Yeah, but at the same
time, you're paying Mahomes $500 million.
Exactly.
I get Jake's point, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, do you look at Tyreek Hill as a top three receiver in the NFL?
Yes.
Do you look at him as the best?
No.
No. I mean, I guess if you want to go from 3 to 1, if it's that important to you, but at the same time,
he's going to
succeed the best on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. But the things that he can do,
you're right. But he won't do anything better or different on the Dolphins than he would the Chiefs. Like if anything, he's going to regress.
Completely.
He went from a top three receiver to now he's probably 10.
You think that?
I think he could drop potentially to 10.
Yeah, but let's say.
Could Adams do that too?
Mm-hmm. Let's say Tyreek.
Devontae could too.
What if Tyreek has a productive year, Tua's numbers improves, and you look over to Patrick Mahomes, his numbers digress. Everyone knows the reason.
Tyreek Hill.
Exactly.
Patrick Mahomes.
And Jake, honestly, that could happen.
Tua Tagovailoa. We'll just get to that trade for all those who don't know. Tyreek Hill was traded to the Dolphins for a couple picks.
Five picks, and then he signed a four-year, $120 million
deal. But even the first-round picks, it's not that high.
Late first-round pick. That connects to the Laremy Tunsil trade because Laremy Tunsil drops on draft night. Dolphins scoop him up and then trade him for multiple first-round picks that have now turned into Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Javon Holland. And it's unbelievable what the Dolphins have done with just one player.
I don't understand. Tua has to be good this year.
The who?
The Chiefs. It makes legit. If they wanted to keep Tyreek Hill, I honestly think they could have. If they really wanted to, they could have kept Tyreek Hill.
But then they would have had to lose elsewhere because they're going to lose Tyreek Matthew too.
All right, I have a question.
Well, I think he's already out the door. But if they wanted to keep Matthew, if they wanted to keep Hill, they could have. And they it happened so quickly. Mm-hmm. It was within it two. It went from 2 hours really to there's rumblings that he possibly could seek a trade to he's traded. I think the Chiefs were very content with moving on from him, which is weird. Doesn't make sense to me how content and just how smooth the whole process was. Yeah. It's like they didn't even try to keep him, which either they have a big move to get another receiver or they love Juju. Someone in the draft.
All right, I have a Carter question here. How does this affect Mahomes as potential GOAT?
That's what I was going to say.
Because you go ahead.
There's three players that are now put on an absolute spotlight. Number one is Patrick Mahomes. Number two is Tua Tagovailoa. And number three is Juju Smith-Schuster.
Juju.
And let me explain why. Patrick Mahomes, obviously, Tyreek Hill left. And there were a lot of Patrick Mahomes' yards were bombs to Tyreek Hill or Tyreek Hill catching a screen and running for 400 yards. And especially this season when Travis Kelce maybe doubled every single game. Like, I honestly, if I'm an NFL team, I would literally double.
I mean, every single person on that Kansas City Chiefs receiving core, including Kelce, will regress, minus Juju. His numbers will probably go up.
Which, that's my question. If Juju, when drafted, and he had a solid first season as AB's number two.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, you know.
He could be something.
He could be something. And then Claypool and Deontay Johnson and TikTok and hurt. All that stuff happened. And he got hurt. If his numbers don't increase dramatically.
He'll be considered just an average wide receiver. But no one cares, really. But
if he plays well, he puts himself back in a conversation.
But he's never going – he will never, ever reach what Tyreek Hill could have done for that team.
Oh, no. I'm just saying he is – just looking at Juju personally.
Yeah.
He has a chance to save himself.
It was a great move.
And then Tua Tagovailoa, obviously, what more do you need? What more do you need? Raheem Mostert, you have a solid offensive line.
Chase Edmonds. Miles Gaskin is a third string running back.
Brand new coach that's was brought in kind of for you.
And then the fastest duo.
Maybe ever.
Wide receiver in NFL history. It is.
I just have one last thing on the Chiefs. It's an interesting thought. Do you think they're like, you know, so Tom Brady won his three Super Bowls in groups. Mm-hmm. Won them early and won them somewhat late. And there's about 10 years he didn't really win much. Do you think the Chiefs realize that, all right, our window for winning championships right now, like our best chance probably already just happened in the next couple of years, probably not going to go great with the paying people and all this. Do you think they're like, all right, next 3-4 years, let's kind of reset. Let's gain some pieces. We're still going to be competitive because we have Patrick Mahomes. And if we get to – and if we're playing really well
in
midseason, we're like, okay, let's make some moves. So let's maybe bolster the roster to make a Super Bowl run. Do you think they're taking just a little bit of hiatus, just a tiny bit, just so they can get the pieces, get some pieces, move people around, maybe get to Patrick Mahomes' next development in his life.
A mini rebuild. Like, obviously, you can't rebuild Patrick Mahomes. But I think they realized Tyreek Hill's 28. He relies strictly off of his athleticism and speed. It's not like he's a big body receiver like a Julio Jones where he can play in the league, or a Larry Fitzgerald even, where he can play in the league for another 7 years. Like, yeah, he's a great route runner, but he relies strictly off of speed. So honestly, they could be, and I think they realize how loaded the AFC is too. Like they realize even if Tyreek Hill, or even with Tyreek Hill, there's a good chance they don't make the Super Bowl, even with everyone back, with that exact same team. So I think them, it's kind of them coming to a realization that maybe they're not good enough to get to necessarily get there for sure. So yes, probably a 4 to 5 year hiatus, I think, honestly, before we see the Chiefs dominant again, but I think they will be back.
I wouldn't say four. I would say like 2 to 3, but it could be 4 to 5. I could see both.
Now, here's my only issue with that. Patrick Mahomes is going to make $50 million for the next 12 years of his life every single year.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how they ever could rebuild, if that makes sense. Like, when you're paying your quarterback.
Like you said, rookie deals.
Rookie deal. That's
not,
what's
not
one.
Not Mahomes, obviously, but right. Almost everyone else.
No. Mahomes did win on his rookie deal.
No, I know. I'm saying the people they're trying to get, though, if they do potentially, not rebuild, but like restructure.
Yeah. I don't understand if you're the Chiefs. Like, Jake, I like that. Like, I like the thought process there. But if you're going to pay your quarterback $50 million for the next 12 years, I don't understand where the rest of that money is going to come from. Because they have a great O-line right now.
What if the Chiefs go up and get Wilson?
Garrett Wilson? Mm-hmm. They have 2 first-round picks, don't they? So
yes,
they could.
They very well easily could.
I mean, then I think they're contending again. They're going for a Super Bowl.
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly. Because right now, their receiving core is very –
Defense stepped up big time.
Yeah, and Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, right? He's not a great defensive coordinator. He had Chris Jones as a D tackle, Tyrann Mathieu, Willie Gay. It
looks like Tyrann Mathieu out too.
Yeah, Tyrann Matthew's out. Willie Gay has looked like Willie Gay was a steal of a linebacker pick. They took him in like the third round, and he's turned out to be like a really productive NFL linebacker. So the Chiefs, I don't understand how they're going to recover from this unless they hit on draft picks. Because that's the thing about the NFL. The only way you can, come back from your quarterback making that much money would be your other skill positions playing on rookie deals.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, that's a good point, Jack. I don't know. What other transactions do we have?
We'll do a smaller one here. Carson Wentz is on the move.
I have a point real quick that I just want to make real quick.
sorry, Jake.
That agrees with Jake. You saw a similar thing in Tom Brady's situation, like you said, where he got paid. And to Jack's point, it's hard to win, not when your quarterback gets paid, but when you have a lot of money allocated to a few amount of players, but also like, if you're a franchise quarterback, especially in the caliber that Patrick Mahomes is, you have to show him that you know his worth. And the other thing I think we're missing here is the TV deal that is going to happen and just natural.
Yeah, it's going to
inflation of the league.
Yeah.
The cap is going to – I don't think people understand how significantly it is going to increase in the next 5 years. Maybe even less.
Even so, that's half a decade where it might not increase, and you're paying Mahomes for half a decade to maybe not win a Super Bowl.
No, because they'll win, and assuming they draft like they have, they will be back. You, as long as you have Patrick Mahomes, you're in contention. But with aging guys like Tyreek Hill, who want significantly more money than you can pay them, it'll be hard. But I think they'll be back.
The NFL will nearly double its media revenue to more than $10 billion in 2022.
But what does that have to do with the cap?
Well, I'm trying to get it's going to affect it because the NFL is making more money and that gets spread throughout the whole NFL.
Gotcha. So we got like, let's say 6 minutes left in this segment with a ton of trades left to cover. And in our second segment, we're obviously going to break down the Deshaun Watson trade, maybe the biggest trade in NFL history from a player standpoint. And then there's also Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan. There's some other trades around the league we'll get to. So to end this segment, I want to play a little game with you guys.
Okay.
Name the AFC teams that cannot go to the playoffs this year.
Cannot.
AFC teams that there's just no scenario they make the playoffs this year. No scenario.
Jets, just based top
for me. You have mind. Jets and Jaguars for me. I see no scenario where either of those teams make it. And the Texans.
No scenario at all.
Like, no scenario at all. I only have three. Texans, Jets, Jaguars. I can't think of a fourth. That I see no scenario where they make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's my three as well.
Can anyone think of a fourth team?
Texans, Jaguars, Jets. No. The next closest I would maybe say, maybe, is maybe the Steelers, but they're good every single year, so I can't even say that really.
And I would say my
fourth, I mean, just based off talent wise,
and my fourth team talent wise is probably the Patriots.
I was just gonna say maybe,
and they're coached by Bill Belichick, so you can't say no scenario, no chance. And then the Dolphins, like, I don't like Tua at all, but when your defense is, they have a really solid defense with Javon Holland. They got the few corners out there, and then they got what are you doing? Oh. Sorry.
My fourth team.
You have a fourth team?
Is going to surprise a lot of you.
But no scenario.
This team cannot make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I say like Jaguars,
if
Jets,
I were to bet Texans. Money, like I would put money that they don't make the playoffs.
They have no chance whatsoever.
The Titans.
Really?
I am so low on the Titans this year, which pains me because I love Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry, AJ Brown.
Mike Vrabel coach team.
But Derrick Henry this year is going to be like – I don't even know how to – what's an analogy? Like a pitcher that pitches too much. Like a star pitcher that pitched too many games in two seasons.
Yeah, and Henry will tire out, but I feel like I've said that like last year.
He also got injured last year, and they won games without
him. I don't know. No, I get your point because it's kind of –
I would say no chance, though. I think we just put it into separate tiers.
I don't think they've necessarily gotten better.
Right. Personally. And I think the AFC West is loaded.
Everyone in the AFC, I think, has increased, especially the contenders have gotten significantly better.
I would take the Bengals over them.
Yeah, I would too.
I would hope you would.
I would take the Browns, assuming Watson plays.
Even if Watson's suspended, he probably still take
that. And I don't even think they're going to win their division.
The AFC South. With the Colts, who else in the AFC South?
Jaguars and Texans.
Okay.
You don't think they win that division?
The Titans, no.
You think the Colts?
Okay, the Titans have to win their division to make the playoff because they're not making a wild.
Right. I think
they have to outlast the Colts.
And I see no scenario.
Who the hell do the Colts have?
Matt Ryan.
The same team as
Buckner.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know why.
I think a better question would be who could win a Super Bowl and who couldn't, like who's not a Super Bowl.
I think there's 10 teams in the AFC that could.
Yeah.
I think there's 10 teams.
Let's go. Want to go through? Want to go through each conference? How much time we got left?
We got 3 minutes. You want to put that in the next segment, and then because I got a quick question here, that'll take us to the end of the segment. And then we got plenty of time for this one because this one could we go forever.
We have like a ton of moves though.
It'll be fine. Just trust me on this. Because this question, because Carter, you said on our TikTok, you said you said Patrick Mahomes is the most overrated player in the NFL at the moment. That was out of you, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is the question I want to pose at you guys. Is Patrick Mahomes the next Aaron Rodgers? Extremely talented, top three quarterback in the league every single year, will only win one Super Bowl.
No, wrong.
Tell me why. We got 2 minutes.
I don't think so. I think
Rodgers had a head coach.
The reason
Mahomes is Andy Reid.
The reason I said Patrick Mahomes is the most overrated player in the league right now.
What?
They're built similar.
Who?
They both got good size bellies.
Reed and McCarthy.
Oh yeah, I thought you were saying Mahomes and Rodgers were similar.
But Reed's got some swag, you know. Yeah. McCarthy's kind of
he's
just
very cut.
Let me just explain why.
Honestly, I think the times shifted, and he didn't. Like he was so stuck on like a certain way of playing football that he didn't adjust to what was kind of new and fresh.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I said Mahomes is the most overrated player in the league because. No, I'm not saying everyone, but there are a handful of people who are calling him the GOAT already. There are.
A couple. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a few. And I can't even begin to comprehend how that's even fathomable to say when there's a man who's, 44 now, who just unretired and has 7 rings.
Yeah.
And was probably the best player in the league for a multitude of years, even when he didn't win the MVP. But I think Patrick has a chance, but he's not that yet. And I don't know if he does actually because him and Tom played and Tom won. And I don't think he'll ever overcome that. But that's a different argument.
He would need to win probably 8 Super Bowls.
Right. Yeah.
That's not going to happen. Going to happen.
But he will. I think he'll win more because
multiple or single.
I don't know. I would say at least one more because I trust the Chiefs more than I ever will trust the Packers organization ever again to put talent around their quarterback. I mean, if I'm Aaron Rodgers is what LeBron would be if LeBron stayed in Cleveland for his entire career. That's the only way I can really put it. I mean, some of the talent he's gotten is equivalent to like the biggest move being Antoine Jamison.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I was quick point before we take a break. The only thing with the time, like with Patrick Mahomes, the only thing that's going to stop him is that he's in the same conference with Josh Allen, Mac Jones, if he works out, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, and then whatever Russ Wilson has left. So we'll take a short break here. We'll get into some other transactions in a little bit. Let's take a little break. Back for the second half of the episode. We'll start with just a quick little game here. We're going through the AFC. Which teams are Super Bowl contenders this year? All right, so we'll start with the AFC East. All right. Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. New England Patriots.
No.
Oh, I'm going to know on that one. I missed the Buffalo.
Okay.
Miami.
No.
Honestly, yes.
I think Miami's in question.
They could be at Bengals.
If Tua can be just a little bit above average. Not great, not good.
But say he is good or great.
Above average.
Say he is good or great there. Like,
because their defense is splendid. It's
good, too. That's what I'm saying. No, they could potentially. It also depends.
If Brian Flores were there, I'd feel more confident. But with this new head coach, I just don't know exactly if he's good or if he's bad. I just don't know. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably the biggest question mark in that division.
I'll say yes, though.
And then anybody, thoughts on the Jets?
No, they were all in our Gary teams that V will not make the playoffs.
Gary V, if you're listening to this, Gary V, please.
You got to be the owner.
Buy the Jets.
And fix them.
And fix them.
Don't even consider them.
He laughed.
Bring the culture that you have and fix them, please. Please, because they are just
really bad. Really bad.
With a mouthful of ice cream.
Real good.
Yes, they're really terrible. Just terrible.
AFC North, pretty interesting division here. Mm-hmm. Bengals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, but I honestly, I have a bad. I think the Bengals may miss the playoffs. I think I may have said that before.
Maybe. I could see that.
I could see them missing the playoffs.
I could see that. But I'm saying yes.
Why, Jack? Why could they miss the playoffs?
Regression to the mean.
Thank you. Pittsburgh.
No shot.
No way.
But they can make the playoffs.
They'll still go. 9-8 or 8-1 because of Tomlin.
If Mitch balls out for Pittsburgh, I'd be so angry.
I think they get Malik Willis. I think they get a rookie.
They're not going to trade up for him.
No, they won't. But I do think they get a rookie. Kenny Pickett, maybe.
Maybe.
The Pitt boy.
Anyway. I don't know. Pittsburgh's not high on Kenny Pickett. I think a lot of scouts aren't high on Kenny Pickett.
Baker, maybe.
God, I hope not.
Cleveland Browns.
I hope so. I would love to see them suffer.
Cleveland Browns are a Super Bowl contender.
We'll get to Baker. Everyone yes to the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
Well, if Watson plays, yes.
If Watson plays, yes. If Watson,
how many games?
Does Watson?
As long as it's not over 8, the Cleveland Browns are a Super Bowl contender.
I fully agree with that.
For me, it fully depends on the schedule. Because Jacoby Brissett's the backup.
That's a fair point, Jackson.
Maybe if
they have an easy schedule to start the year.
Hold on. Jacoby Brissett might not be the backup. There's
reports saying that possibly Baker could stay.
There's also reports. There's also reports out that Baker was going to sit out the entire season, regardless if they traded for Deshaun Watson.
He's a whiny little.
Yeah, should we wait on Baker?
Yeah.
Could we wait? But can we just that?
That's fine. No, we'll wait.
If I have to watch another.
All right, we'll finish this game. We're going to finish this game. We're going to finish the game. Right. We'll get to Baker really quick.
He lives in your head rent-free, Carter.
No, he does.
Titans. Titans, I would say yes for me.
No.
I'm saying no.
I don't think Ryan Tannehill can win the Super Bowl.
No. Carter thinks no.
Colts.
Yes.
No.
I hope you tear your ACL, Carter. I hope you can't play your senior season.
Okay,
I'm sorry. It makes me so angry.
Okay, we'll finish really, really quick. AFC West.
Guys, come on.
Hold on real quickly. Hold on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. You pissed me off when we talked about Baker. I don't want you to tear your ACL. I hope you have a great senior season.
All right, come on.
But man, you pissed me
AFC
off.
AFC West, for me, it's every single team except for the Raiders.
I disagree. I think it's every single team. The only team I can't.
But the defense of Oakland.
Have we talked about the Texans yet?
Why on earth would we talk about the Texans?
What division run? AFC West?
Single team, I think, in my opinion.
Here's my bold take. The only team I can see possibly not contending is the Broncos.
But what hole do they have? Like I've been trying.
Here's my thing with the Broncos. I think their offense is very overrated.
You see what I've learned.
You know, wow. That's fine though, but like, because they have a great defense.
They do have a great defense, but I don't think Javonte Williams is as advertised. I don't think Jerry Judy is. I'm sorry. I haven't seen him for a full season as number one back. He might be great, and I could be wrong.
I agree, but
I haven't seen him as a full season as number one.
Really hyped up.
Same deal with Jerry
Sutton.
Same
Hamler.
KJ Hamler is not as good as people make him out to be.
He was hurt.
We haven't seen Judy as a one either at all.
Yeah, but Jerry Judy also, he has a bad case of the drops. I think he's a good receiver. I like his character. He does. He drops a lot of passes. I don't know how well that offense works, especially when we're talking about the Raiders maybe having the second worst offense in that division with Derek Carr, Darren Waller, Devontae Adams, and I think Josh Jacobs explodes this year.
I know, but you got to think about
it.
Defense-wise, the Broncos probably have the
You see, here's
him and the Chargers are going to be close, but I honestly, I think the Broncos are going to have the best.
Here's how Hunt you
look. I like the Randy Gregory signing.
They just need the Broncos need their offense just to be average, and they're going to win.
You see,
9-10 games.
Here's how I look at it. What I've learned in the past maybe year or two,
I don't really care about defense. If I can score more points than the other team, I will be a successful football team.
God, you know, but honestly, I can kind of see where you're coming from, but just your whole thing, this helps bring me back to the NBA take that Bill Russell couldn't make. It's the arrogance that comes out of your only cares about offense. Offense, the only thing that
offense
matters.
Is the only thing that matters.
Hunter.
Right now, at least it is, especially in the offense.
Hunter, what was the score of the Super Bowl for the Patriots and Rams?
Like, oh, okay. That was like 2017. That was a while ago.
What was the score of the Bengals game?
Like 10-3.
The Super Bowl.
23-20.
Just happened.
23-20.
Is that a low, pretty low scoring game?
It's average.
Now it's pretty low scoring. So defense still matters.
Yeah.
You can't win with
What them. Was yeah. the Rams defense ranked last year?
I don't care.
Yeah, we got no one cares about that.
Probably won.
This is where him and Jackson are very similar. They'll just say no. They'll straight up just if it just doesn't fall
it doesn't fit their
the
narrative.
Agenda, the answer will just be
no.
No.
And real quickly, you're talking to the guys that had the two best pick'ems this last NFL season.
Me and Jack know what we're talking about.
Yes, we do.
Because you pick out of your ass.
90, I literally said 90, the Rams will win the
90 right picks and 89 right picks. And like 60-something right picks.
Okay, I just have to speak to all the intelligent audience members listening. Defense does matter.
Wrong.
Oh, my. Molly Hip's going to punch you.
That's fine. Just continue.
All right. It's time for Baker.
Wait, did we finish the entire AFC?
Yep.
Oh.
All four divisions.
Did we talk about
Matt Ryan first. I need to talk about Matt Ryan.
Can we just all go around real quick and just finish the Carson Wentz that no one cares? And
no one cares about Carson Wentz.
They'll be average. Maybe a boost to Terry McLaurin because I love Terry McLaurin. Maybe a boost to McLaurin a little bit.
I don't know. That defense, the whole division just kind of sucks.
All right, we're getting too much. All right.
Carson Wentz was the worst thing to happen in Washington. Since, like, the British burned down the White House in the
1800s. Okay, that's not true. Hold on. No, we're moving on. We've spent way too much time talking about this.
Let me talk about Matt Ryan. I'd like to talk about Matty Ice. A lot of people think Matty Ice is washed. And you know what? They could be 100% correct. But here's something to take note of. Matt Ryan's last season in Atlanta, where he had Calvin Ridley for half a season, and then he had Russell Gage and Kyle Pitts. I love Kyle Pitts, but Kyle Pitts cannot be number one receiving threat.
And
as a
Zacchaeus.
Tight end. Sure, Zacchaeus.
Alameda Zacchaeus. He was on my dynasty team.
Good for you, buddy. Look.
He was awful.
Matt Ryan had better stats his last year in Atlanta than Tom Brady did in his last year of New England. And Matt Ryan's stats were eerily similar to Matthew Stafford's stats his last year in Detroit. Am I saying Matt Ryan is either of those two players? Oh, God, no. Not even close. Not even a little. But I think the stats do mean something because now he's getting Jonathan Taylor, top two, top three back in the NFL in Indianapolis. He gets an O-line with Quentin Nelson, the best guard in the NFL, along with Michael Pittman, who is starting to turn into a wide receiver one. It's a good offense. His offensive line is legit light years better than it was in Atlanta. His receiving corps is honestly probably better than it was in Atlanta the last 2 years. And he's got one of the best backs in the league, not to mention a phenomenal defense with DeForest Buckner, Darius Leonard. Rock Ya-Sin is turning up as a cornerback. It is a good defense. Very good defense. Very good team. Okay. Matt Ryan. No, he got released, Cowboys. I think it's a great just a third-round pick for Matt Ryan. You give yourself a chance. I like it a lot for the Colts and Matt Ryan.
All right, so I mostly agree with a lot of things you just said here, except for your very first point where most people are saying Matt Ryan is washed. I think most people think Matt Ryan the Colts was a fantastic move.
I do too, but
that is the only. That's why
I do. I think Matt Ryan's lost.
Okay. Well, that's why I said earlier. I said Matt Ryan was the most overrated move because I think people were saying as if it was going to put the Colts in the certain Super Bowl conversation, mm-hmm. which I completely disagree with.
Agreed.
Mostly based on the fact that the AFC is extremely stacked, loaded. And because Matt Ryan, he's better than Carson Wentz, but. By how much?
A lot.
I don't even know tier.
By a lot?
Yeah, because Carson.
No, at least Carson Wentz could move. No,
Carson Wentz is that bad.
He's not.
Okay, I'm probably putting Matt Ryan right now in the third tier. About
with who? Like who'd you around in the NFL?
We have to name these tiers, because I don't know what.
So your S tier is your Rodgers, your Brady, your Mahomes, your Josh Allen,
Watson.
No, Watson's not there yet, just because he hasn't played the last season.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Second tier is your Watson, your
Burrow,
Lamar Jackson. Lamar. That's your second tier. And your third tier, no. Russell Wilson would be second tier then. And then your third tier, I'd have him. He's not Derek Carr good, but I would say he's on the same tier as Derek Carr.
So that's where we're gonna disagree. I think he's close to the Ryan Tannehill tier.
I think Matt Ryan is closer to Derek Carr than he is.
You think Matt Ryan's better than Ryan Tannehill?
I think Matt Ryan's better than Ryan Tannehill.
I think it's a really tough argument. Honestly.
I think Matt Ryan is in between Matthew Stafford and Ryan Tannehill.
What?
Directly in between.
No, I put it between Derek Carr and Ryan Tannehill.
Not Stafford.
This is interesting. We usually don't get Carter and Jack agreeing. Let me and Hunter agreeing on separate things.
That's where I have him.
Okay. I don't know.
Because the question before Stafford won was, would he ever be better than Matt Ryan? And then Stafford
Who on earth asked that question?
You are pulling these questions out of your butthole right now.
No, we have a TikTok about it.
Matt Ryan, or if would Stafford ever pass Matt Ryan?
No, the TikTok was a Hall of Famer. And I was the only one that said Matt Ryan, yes, was a Hall of Famer. And you guys all said Matt Stafford was a Hall of Famer.
And then there was a huge argument in the comment section.
Matt Ryan statistically is better than Matthew Stafford was over a career. But at the same time, Matt Ryan had a much better system than Matthew Stafford ever has had.
Well, not this past year.
Like Matt Ryan cannot move. So
sometimes you don't need to.
Brady
can't move.
And he's not Rodgers. Which is fine. Those type of quarterbacks, a Rodgers and a Brady, that's it.
Hold on. We're not good. Rodgers' elusiveness is maybe top five in NFL history.
Rodgers can move.
He can't run, though. He can move, I guess, but he can't run.
You a lot of quarterbacks can't.
Matt Ryan at this rate is very similar to Big Ben's mobility, just without Big Ben's ability to kind of shed tackles. Matt Ryan, if he gets touched, is going down.
Right.
And I don't know if he, like,
his receiving option.
Like, I just don't see how this offense is going to improve that drastically.
I completely agree with
that. Are they getting another receiver? Because I love Michael Pittman. He's on my fantasy team.
I completely agree with that, Jake.
That good.
I think the Colts might miss the playoffs this year. Honestly, I think the Colts might miss the playoffs this year.
If they don't get a receiver, I agree. But I think they've improved tremendously because of decision-making, too.
All right, so we'll just do a couple small ones, and then we'll get to the big two. Just make this really, really quick. I have a quick thought. Robert Woods going to the Titans.
I wish the Browns got Robert Woods for a sixth round pick too.
Big contract though.
And it depends on his injury.
I don't know. I like that move for the Titans.
All right. And the last one. Do we even have a last one? Oh, I guess Case Keenum left. I think that's really it. All right. Baker talk.
Watson talk.
No, Baker first. Then okay. Watson. Baker is. God, so many thoughts on Baker. Can we first address your thing where Baker basically was a crybaby and kind of made this whole thing a mess? Kind of talk about that really quick.
Freedom of speech? What do you want to talk about?
Well, Jackson, this whole process.
We don't censor.
The Browns told Baker, hey, Bake, this offseason, if we have an opportunity to get an elite quarterback, we're going to do that because it's a business.
Basically, okay, telling him he's a sack of potatoes.
Not Carter. Shut up. You don't have. Please calm down. And we're like, okay. Baker's like, oh, okay. But like, if we can't find a lead quarterback, we still believe in you. We still think you're really good. We still think you progress. Okay. Deshaun Watson comes available. We've been doing his research for five months, according to the press conference, and we have an opportunity. So we're like, all right, we're interested in Deshaun Watson. Instantly, Baker Mayfield comes with a goodbye post to Cleveland on Twitter.
That means so.
Are you kidding me, Baker?
Grow a pair of balls. It's a business, Bake. It's a business. If we can get an elite quarterback, especially after you played, you have no right to be saying, oh, my God, bye-bye, Cleveland. Just shut up, Baker. If you would just handle it a professional, we honestly, we may not even, like, try to continue to go after Deshaun Watson. But, like, once Baker burned that bridge, it made us Deshaun Watson or bust. So, Baker, part of the reason why you're not here is you. Because you just couldn't carry yourself in a professional manner. And Jackson, if anyone just doesn't know, Jackson has been in this lethargic little victim mood the past week after Baker went bye-bye.
I could have been bye-bye. Yep.
You know, he's a fake
Baker fan. You will not call me a fake Baker fan.
You are a fake Baker fan. No, we just came from Matt Ryan a year and a half ago. Came out of your mouth.
I did.
Your mouth.
No, and I did say that. I said,
hold on.
I am a Browns fan before I am a Baker fan.
No! He's laughing.
Time out. There are two lies that were just stated. One, Jackson is a true Baker fan. He may even be he may even be a Baker lover.
I am that too. I'm both.
But no, he's a Baker fan, but he's masquerading as this Baker ultra lover. He's masquerading as trying to get attention.
Okay.
No.
The other lie that was told is you are not a Browns fan over a Baker Mayfield. That is absolutely egregiously false.
All right. It's getting a little out of hand.
To the audience,
this is a little out of hand. Sack of potatoes. It's finally gone.
Listen, hold on. We're gonna let Hunter speak first because he looks calm, and then I need to address some things.
All right, listen. I love Baker for what he did for Cleveland. He brought us back into a winning culture. Okay.
I completely agree.
I love Baker's personality. I love his charisma. He was a Cleveland guy. Absolutely. I fell in love with Baker.
You'll always love him.
For a long time, I fell in love with Baker, and I thank Baker for what he brought to Cleveland. But at some point in time, and this is what Barry realized and what our entire front office realized, it is time for winning. This is a Super Bowl roster, and we need a Super Bowl quarterback, and Deshaun Watson is a Super Bowl quarterback.
Yes.
For the Cleveland Browns to win a Super Bowl, it will not be with Baker Mayfield.
Correct.
I just see there's legit no scenario. Even a best Baker, the best Baker we've seen, is not winning this Cleveland Browns team a Super Bowl in a loaded AFC division.
It's like.
So Carter, you go, and then Jack.
It's like when you get your first car, right?
Terry was my first car.
And it's a nice like Toyota Corolla. Okay.
Or a Honda Civic.
I drive a Honda Civic. It's consistent. It's there. But eventually you grow up, you start making money, right? You put some pieces around. You got a nice house around you. You got a nice family. That's like the pieces of like the Nick Chubbs.
Yep.
Eventually you're going to need your sports car. And we just went from a Toyota Corolla.
Once you're wealthy, yes.
To a Ferrari. Maybe even a Lamborghini. And boy, am I excited to get in the driver's seat and just cheer.
Just enjoy.
All right, Jack, speak your bullshit.
All right, and hey, we're not talking while he's talking.
All right, not right now. We can respond and we can make noises and we can yell.
It depends. No, it has to depend.
If he says something egregious, I'm not going to be able to keep my mouth shut.
So where do I begin?
Where would you guys like me to begin? Like, you got to give me a place for me to start.
Week 4, when I said Baker's a sack of potatoes, when I came on this podcast.
No, let's start with Jackson, look at me.
Can Baker Mayfield, the best Baker Mayfield we have seen, win the Cleveland Browns a Super Bowl? And does his odds increase with a Garrett Wilson, maybe? And even if say we get Garrett Wilson, which we might not, but say we get Garrett Wilson as that 13th pick, how likely is it for this Cleveland Browns team with Baker Mayfield at the helm to win a Super Bowl in the loaded AFC conference?
Slim.
Odds are slim, but possible. But honestly, there's a million other Baker things I could talk about.
Okay, but no, now we have to address this. Jackson, can you just keep switching what you said? All right. So why did you not like the Deshaun Watson move? If the chances of winning a Super Bowl with Baker is slim.
Does Watson explain, give us a better
why
chance?
Why are you sad that Baker's leaving if our chances of Baker winning a Super Bowl was slim? That's got to be explained.
Was less than Watson.
No, see, first I need just to address Baker and defend him from the letter he wrote. Okay,
So, if you listen very close to what Jack just said, he basically said he's a Baker fan over a Browns fan. basically came out what he said.
Browns fan over Baker.
No. This is why. Hear me out. Listen to this.
I'm listening.
Jack, you said the chances of Baker winning a Super Bowl in Cleveland with the pieces around him, let's see if he's Garrett Wilson, would be slim. Yep. Yet you still wanted him to stay.
Yes.
Because you love Baker that much over the team.
No.
All right, continue. Defend yourself.
Because I think every single team in the AFC has a slim chance to win a Super Bowl this year. I think every single team in the AFC has a slim chance. I don't think any team in the AFC has a good chance to win a Super Bowl this year. Do you?
They all have a
good chance. I disagree.
Any team that comes out of the AFC is winning a Super Bowl. I'll mark that down now in March.
Shut up. We can't go down that route.
Brady's not doing it again.
No, listen, shut up. No, we can't go down that route.
I mean, I honestly think any team that
– We can't.
Any team that comes out of the AFC is winning a Super Bowl, in my opinion. So I think any team that you can argue is a Super Bowl contender in the AFC has a pretty solid chance of winning the Super Bowl.
That's fine.
But it's not fine because you just said every team has a slim chance.
Yeah, Hunter, this is where we're like completely – I'm not saying – whatever team wins the AFC has a slim chance to win the Super Bowl. I'm saying every single team in the AFC as a whole has a slim chance to win a Super Bowl.
Because it's a loaded conference.
Exactly.
Okay.
Whoever wins the AFC,
I agree with
in
that.
All likelihood, yes. They win the Super Bowl. Yes. In all likelihood. Unless
it's going to be loaded for the next 5 to 10 years. No,
I'm finished.
God, I would love – I let all three of you speak. This is ridiculous.
Because you've been peasant prancing around his thoughts the past 2 minutes.
I know. It's really bad. I haven't been able to get them out because you guys interrupted
me. Jackson, go.
Anyways, I do believe this year, every single team in the AFC has a slim chance to win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I don't think any team has a significantly higher chance than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think the Browns kept Baker, and I think Baker wouldn't have had Odell on his team, and I think Baker wouldn't have had a torn labrum along with a fractured shoulder as well as injuries in his ankle, feet, and
legs. So
healthy
Baker.
Completely healthy Baker.
Odell's gone.
Because you know the last time we had that, you know what happened?
Baker was really good.
He threw 16 mm-hmm. touchdowns to one interception.
Correct.
Led the league in touchdown to interceptions ratio. And had the third highest QBR in the entire league behind only Brady and Rodgers.
For the second half of the season.
Yes. You're right.
8 games.
You're right.
Which is remarkably good.
Okay.
And not to mention, to Hunter's point, that is when he did not have Odell and Baker was healthy. That's the last mm-hmm. time mm-hmm. he didn't have Odell and Baker was healthy, okay? Mm-hmm. So I think if you kept that Baker and you kept the same core and you added Amari Cooper, you added, say, Garrett Wilson in the draft, and then you kept Clowney and then, say, you added a linebacker because you're saving $20 million with Baker Mayfield over the $41 million with Deshaun Watson, I think you would have had not a great chance, but still a chance to win a Super Bowl. I genuinely think that team could have won a Super Bowl. Now, granted, I think this year, if Deshaun Watson is suspended 6 games or less – They have a better chance to win a Super Bowl.
Then what's your issue with the move?
Well, so my whole thing about the move, and this is, you guys can attest to this, I hated the move before it went through. I hated the idea of trading for him because I didn't think there was any scenario we landed Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was going to be what burned the bridge with Baker Mayfield. And then I thought we would have had one of the most talented rosters in the history of the franchise and had not had a quarterback. That's why I was so enraged during this whole process.
Baker's gone
and no Deshaun Watson. Okay. Now, granted, following the trade, and this is just hats off to Andrew Berry. The fact that he did not give up Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, Greg Newsome, or Denzel Ward, that is one of the greatest trades. If Deshaun Watson is cleared on all 22 charges and he's able to play the next 5 years, that is one of the greatest trades in NFL history.
Okay.
Granted, I'm not so certain that can happen. I think he might be suspended half the season. I think he might evidently get charged on one of these cases. I mean, I'm not going to say I hope he does or hope he doesn't. Whatever actually happened is what I hope happens in the courtroom. But that's why I was so opposed to this trade because I thought the Browns were going to go into the season with the 13th draft pick, someone to add a real rookie that could contribute and have no quarterback. That's why I hated this. Now that you do have Deshaun Watson for likely majority of the season and you didn't give up any pieces on defense and he's making only $1 million this season, so you still have money to go re-sign Clowney and all that good stuff and maybe get a Will Fuller or a Jarvis Landry, it's a different story. But beforehand, I hated the idea of moving on from your franchise quarterback, who the last time he was healthy and didn't have to deal with the drama of Odell Beckham, was arguably a top 8, top 10 quarterback statistic-wise. I hated the idea of that. And this is still to my point here. The last time we saw Baker Mayfield on a football field healthy, the last time were the Chiefs and Texans games when Baker threw for over 300 yards against the Chiefs, and was so close to knocking them off week 1, And then he threw two incompletions against the Texans, okay? Last time we saw him healthy. And he tore his labrum. He fractured his shoulder later. He got injuries in his feet and his legs. And, of course, he looked terrible. The kid could barely stand up after the Patriots game. He barely could. Now, you guys are going to say, yes, this hurts. It shouldn't have taken away his ability to make these simple reads. And I don't agree with you.
Oh!
I don't disagree with you. I'm sorry. That came out of my mouth. Right. I'm so sorry.
So you think it was a mental thing?
I do. He didn't just have one injury up here. He had an injury in his shoulder and his feet, like all over. Okay. That definitely had a massive effect on him to the point where I think he was thinking too much about his injuries and playing through that than he was about looking at receivers downfield. And this is Baker's fifth year. If it wouldn't have worked out for Baker this year, see it gone. C.J. Stroud, Bryce Younger in the next draft class.
So you would have wanted us to restart with a Super Bowl rating roster with a rookie quarterback. We have no idea how good he's going to be.
That
is scary.
That's fine, but that's because
you would have wasted one whole year of a Super Bowl rating roster.
No, I don't think I would have because I am so supremely confident that Baker bounces back. The last time I saw him healthy, he was genuinely one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Third highest QBR behind only Brady's and Rodgers and the best touchdown to interception ratio in the entire NFL.
We have seen Baker being great for 13% of his games. 13 has been above a good quarterback.
The last time Baker Mayfield was healthy, his stats were comparable to Case Keenum.
That's not true at all. The last time Baker Mayfield was healthy, his stats were the third best in the entire
league. Only for eight games! Listen, Jackson, that's only for eight games.
That's not true.
And we were playing piss poor competition.
No, that's not true.
You're taking the eight-game stretch after Odell got hurt. You're taking those only eight games. By the way, I was kind of with you on this whole Odell and Baker thing. I've kind of revolved around. I still love Baker, but the fact that you're making him out to be is going to be the Super Bowl winning quarterback is untrue.
I'm not saying he's going to be the Super Bowl winning quarterback.
You said we had a slim chance. Then you went on and said we could have won the Super Bowl with Baker Mayfield.
We could have.
No, we couldn't.
But yes, we could have.
We had no chance of winning the Super Bowl with Baker Mayfield.
Okay, so even if – give me that Baker for eight games – let's say he plays like that this entire season.
Then I honestly think the Browns win the AFC Championship game.
See, that's just
like undoubtedly.
I just can't say anything back to that because I just disagree.
No, that's wrong.
It's not wrong.
Baker is so up and down. Well,
no, so that's where I need to disagree. That's where I have to disagree.
I
have to say something.
Baker's floor is so low.
I agree.
While Deshaun's floor is just a good quarterback.
I also agree
with
that.
His floor.
No, I like that, Jake.
His floor.
I like
Baker's
that.
Ceiling is just top around 10. Deshaun Watson's floor.
No, see, I don't think that's
Baker's
right.
Ceiling,
I don't think that's
Baker's
right.
Baker's ceiling is Joe Flacco's prime.
Wrong. That's wrong.
I kind of like that.
How?
Jake, we only have 2 minutes. I got to go to Jake's point first. What was your point again?
Jackson, you can finish this out.
Which one? I don't allow the next
minute
and a half.
Inconsistency.
Inconsistency. That's what I need to talk about. Baker's first year in the NFL. He joined a team that had previously gone 1-31. He joined the worst head coach in the history of the NFL in Hugh Jackson. And Luke Cernovsky, if you're listening and you're going to tell me Bill O'Brien is a worse head coach than Hugh Jackson, never watch the NFL again, ever. He joined a 1-31 team with the worst head coach in the NFL history. And then that head coach got fired midway through the season. And he played for Greg Williams, who is now struggling to find a defensive coordinator job. That was year one. Year two, I think we can all agree, all four of us as a panel, Freddie Kitchens might be the second worst coach in NFL history. Freddie Kitchens was terrible. And Baker's offensive tackles that year, Chris Hubbard, Greg Robinson, who were ranked last and second to last in PFF's grade for offensive tackles. Okay? And then third of all, Baker gets to his third season. Finally gets a legit head coach in Kevin Stefanski, who we all love. Kevin Stefanski's a fantastic head coach. He's only in year three. Not only that, shut up.
Case Keenum Knight.
That's not true, and this is what pisses me off with you. No, pull him up.
What is affecting Baker's eyesight and him not knowing how the offense works?
This is what pisses
me
off with you.
What's affecting that? There's nothing except for his eyes not understanding, Jack. No, he needs everything to be perfect for him to succeed.
There it is.
We talked about this, and it is a fact.
Hold on.
If we were to win a Super Bowl with Baker, everything would have to be perfect. Deshaun Watson clears so many holes. With the Watson, we don't need to worry about all these little things.
Hold on.
He covers them.
We literally have like a minute left.
We're going to a next segment because I need to address that. That is piss poor. That is terrible.
No, Jake, I don't think he's wrong.
You don't think who's wrong?
Shut up, Carter. Speak.
I don't think Jake is wrong.
I don't have enough time, so we're just gonna go.
No, talk. We're going to another segment.
I don't have enough time to read.
Because you're not prepared.
You just told me to look them up to prove to you that they are similar.
You're wrong. Show me when Case Keenum was third in QBR, 6 on interception ratio.
Okay.
You show me where.
I'm doing it right now.
Games. He was not that the whole season.
Okay, we have to take a quick break.
Stop specifying that his entire year he played like that. He played that for 8 games against
piss poor competition. This is brand new for Frenemies. We will be going into a
poor competition those 8 games, Jack.
Shut up.
Literally, no, he did.
No. Look, who did he play against? We're going to go into a third segment. I have to talk without getting interrupted about my take on Baker.
You had 4.5 minutes where no one interrupted
you. That's blatantly not.
Next segment. Here we go. Over an hour.
Next segment.
All right, resuming from our previous screaming match. Like I said, Jackson, Baker Mayfield can only be solidly successful. He can only be a good quarterback, not great, good, when everything is in his favor. When everything – get your ass over here. No, get your ass over here. I want to speak to your face.
I already know what you're going to say.
Good. I want the whole world to hear it.
We were clean, and now we just don't.
Look. Baker needs everything to go his way. He needs everything to go his way for him to be a solid quarterback. He needs his two great running backs to be great. He needs a great running game, an elite running game. Because if he doesn't have play action, he's god awful. He's shit. You saw when we tried to do some dropbacks this year, it was awful. He dropped back on a screen and literally fumbled the ball backwards because he literally can only do stuff when it's his first read. When it's in rhythm, when Baker's not in rhythm and the offense is not going just the way it is, and he doesn't get the perfect play call from Stefanski, he gets flustered, he flails, and he fails. And I'm sick of seeing flustered, fail, flails, and fails.
And Jacob, I would like to say real quick, Jackson, you have said yourself that Baker Mayfield cannot be a pocket passing quarterback.
Primarily.
You've said that.
He can pocket pass, it's just like, it's not a number one.
It's not good. No, something's number one is not good.
With Deshaun Watson, we no longer need a perfect O-line. We don't need a perfect O-line. He actually can move a little bit and he covers up the flaws. With Baker, every single offensive position needs to be working at an elite level for him to be solid. Right, Watson, and that scares the hell out of me.
This is just one thing. Watson with the Texans passed for 1,000 more yards than Baker's best yardage season with a terrible receiving core, a god awful offensive line, and a non-existent.
He had D-Hop, but that was legit. It was D-Hop and the bums.
All right, Carter, you're gonna read the stats.
No, Jackson responded.
What else does Baker need for him to be successful?
Because I've been waiting for
two elite wide receivers, two elite running backs, a coach of the year, a great front office, and a number one O line. And he still only won one playoff game and was literally a bottom. He was 28th or 29th as a quarterback this year. What does Baker need? He needs everything to be perfect.
Right, you need to respond to that first because I want you to
focus. Yes, Jackson, it's your turn. You're speaking now, or we're not addressing the situation. You're addressing the perfect thing first.
By failing to speak.
Shut up. You shut up.
We're not doing Carter's Case Keenum thing, so it's a flow.
Wrong, right? Case Keenum.
Yes, address the perfect thing first.
You want to respond to the perfect
thing? Well, no, I will, but that's not what I was told. That's what pissed me off about YouTube. But look, here's what we're gonna do. I'll respond. And we'll go to the stats,
What did you want us to do?
Okay.
I take my point.
We
go to Carter's other point, and then we go back to Jack's point to my point. That makes no sense.
All right, Jackson.
He's just like you.
Both of you. To be perfect. Both of you. Enough.
Did I interrupt once?
We haven't even started. You literally left.
He's interrupting again.
Akobo, Carter. All right, Jack, respond.
Okay, so here's the deal about your perfect thing. And I want 2 minutes uncensored because I did not interrupt you. Is that fair?
All right.
Minutes like last time.
We're going to set a countdown.
2 minutes uncensored.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, talk.
Baker did not need it to be perfect. He was drafted in to probably the most imperfect situation in NFL history. 1-31 going in. Hugh Jackson is head coach. His best receiver is Jarvis Landry, who's a good receiver. He's not a number one receiver. And his running back for the first half of the year is Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde. Baker then his rookie year. Baker then took a team that went 0-16 the year before to 7-8-1, and that was the second most wins in the Browns franchise history since their return in Baker's rookie year. And he was a
just a few things away from a winning record as a rookie. It was not even close to perfect his rookie year. Second year, he had the two worst tackles in NFL history, okay? Baker struggled. Baker had a bad coach. Baker had the Odell drama. Baker struggled. It was not a good year at all for Baker, his sophomore campaign. And how about his third year? Baker did not need it perfect there either. He just didn't. It's not true. He lost Odell middle of the season. He lost his number one receiver and became a lot better, which was a good thing for Baker. It was a very good thing for Baker when he lost Odell, which made things more perfect for him. But Nick Chubb also...
More perfect! Hey. Sorry, Jackson.
I would like 10 seconds added, okay, please.
Right, added. Go.
Thank you. Baker Mayfield then went on without Nick Chubb, who got injured in the Dallas Cowboys game, and went on without his best player. Nick Chubb was the best player on that Browns offense, and Baker Mayfield won games without Nick Chubb. You know what's crazy? When Nick Chubb was out those 5 weeks, the Browns didn't have a single rushing touchdown, even though they had Kareem Hunt. So you could say Baker had to carry the team in those weeks. And then how about the two games Baker won back in Cleveland over this little stretch? It was Houston and it was Philly. And those games, you couldn't land a plane in Cleveland. The conditions were so bad. Mm-hmm. And Baker was able to help get that team to win those games. Now, how about the playoffs? The biggest game in Browns franchise history since the return. Baker didn't have his right tackle. Baker had to introduce himself to Blake Hantz in the locker room before that game. Mm-hmm. And he was missing multiple starters on defense and offense. Browns went on to win that game by double-digit points. They scored over 40 points. And Baker threw 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Did the defense play great? Yes, but Baker threw 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Without his right tackle, it was not perfect at all. Thank you.
All right. So
I thought we were going to the stats guy after this.
No, because we have to address it. You just put bullshit again.
It's not true. Everything I said was true.
You can't just spew bullshit and then not get a response. Okay, so I'll do a quick response here. First of all, in my non-perfect scenario, I didn't mention the first 2 years at all. So the fact that you had to mention that at all, I have no idea, because I never said those 2 years were perfect. So you're an idiot for that.
He didn't win anything. Let's not pretend like he...
And let me continue. Stay here, moron. Let's address all your relevant points.
He won one playoff game when his defense... When Marquise Pouncey handed him a 7-point lead, and the defense handed him another 21 points.
Yeah, it was about 21, maybe 28.
To say Baker didn't win anything coming out of your mouth, you got to be ashamed of yourself. And real quickly, here's why. Because the Browns did not win anything. And I'm not talking anything like worthwhile. They couldn't win a single freaking football game. Win 7. So to say you didn't win anything, you should be ashamed of yourself.
And also, those 7 wins were against an extremely, extremely weak part of our schedule. Why are you falling? It's a fact, bucko. You played the Falcons and the Panthers.
Wait.
And we played a good team in Houston and got our shit smacked.
With our roster, by the way, let's not pretend like 7 wins isn't a mediocre season. Just because it was a miracle for us, it was like, I use this analogy a lot. It's a drop of water in the Sahara Desert.
7 wins to any other organization is very average and not very good.
Besides us, the Jets, and the Jaguars.
Browns, but for the Browns, it was amazing because of the years we were coming off of. Yes.
Now, can I address, there's also, when you said that Baker carried them to wins with no Nick Chubb, this is after the Cowboys game, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Move. Don't look at my phone. He beat the Colts. That was probably the best thing he did, even though at the end of the game, we barely can move the ball and he was making bad passes, if you can remember that.
I remember the really bad pick
and most of them back in the game? Yeah.
Okay. I remember him not having Jarvis Landry that game.
Do you remember losing to the Steelers 38-7? He was carrying us in that game to 7 points. 7 points?
That's fine.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was because of Odell.
Baker's had one game. Well, no, he's had 2 in his career. 2 to 3 in his career where he's been a great quarterback. 3 out of what? 40, 50 games? 3 out of 40 out of 50. That, you know, it's when he beat the Bengals by 3, a bad Bengals team by 3.
By himself.
He then lost to the Raiders and put up 6 points.
In conditions where you couldn't win in Cleveland.
6 points.
And, and David Njoku dropped multiple clutch passes. So did Jarvis Landry. So did Darryl
Hodge. And then he beat the Texans.
Carter, I'm giving you 3.
Well, can I just one more thing. We then, this 8-game stretch, where it's the only football that Baker showed that he could be just a good quarterback. Not great, just a good quarterback. He played the Jaguars defense, the Titans defense.
One of his best games ever, by the way.
The Titans defense.
One of his best games ever.
Was, I think, 30th.
Show me another quarterback.
The Ravens defense, which was solid. It was not great.
No, see, that's what makes me angry.
It was not great this year.
To talk about
I get the that.
He then faced the Giants, where he only put up 20. Again, not Giants, who are also a piss poor team. The Jets and the Steelers backups.
Can I please respond to this?
He faced the Steelers in the playoffs and got gifted multiple points by our defense. The defense won us that game.
Okay. Here's what we need to. Here's what I need to say about that. Baker against the Titans. I would honestly consider that one of his best games as a pro.
Against an awful defense.
No, sure, but you can say that. Sure. But no other quarterback threw. Was it five touchdowns? It was four or five touchdowns. It was four. And it would have been five if Donovan Peoples-Jones caught a slant route.
But what throws in there where Baker, it's a lead throw? No, guys were schemed. Lots of them. Guys were schemed wide open.
And then Rashard Higgins on the back right of the end zone. That
wide
open.
Oh, my God. No,
and then the first touchdown to Jarvis Landry. Really fast. Okay, so that's fine. Watch the Browns-Titans game highlights of 2020. Honestly, one of Baker's best games. The Ravens, the Browns-Ravens games, Jake left my basement saying, boys, we found our franchise quarterback and our franchise coach. That's what he left my basement saying, because Baker was fantastic about that game and brought us back down double digits to tie that game. And if Joe Woods didn't allow his defense to give up 50, the Browns win that game. Giants, the Browns had like four offensive drives that entire game. That was just one of those weird Sunday night games, if you will. Colt McCoy started for the Giants. Jets, who cares? The Browns were missing multiple people because of COVID, including Jarvis Landry and Rashard Higgins, the entire offensive staff.
That's going to be perfect. Go on.
And then Baker went into the playoffs without multiple players because of COVID and won. That was not perfect.
Okay. Now, Carter, we're getting Carter. Everyone quiet. Both
That's fine. Just last thing about Carter. Really, this is something Carter does that makes me angry. I ask, who else threw four touchdowns against the Titans? And he says his sister, when not a single other player in the entire NFL that year, to my knowledge, and if it is, it's one or two, threw four touchdowns against the Titans.
Okay.
He just says this garbage, like everyone
does,
can
what
do
does
it.
What does that stat even mean, Jack?
He just says this garbage, like Baker throws the four touchdowns against the Titans, then he acts like it's not impressive and any other quarterback can do it when no other quarterback was able to do it. Final thought.
All right, Jackson, you're going to sit down and you're going to listen to Carter. I know it's hard to do for you.
It is.
You do disagree a lot.
It's just his voice.
I don't care what it is. He's getting 3 minutes.
And if I ask you a question, I just want you to respond to the question. No.
Nothing else.
Soliloquy, absolutely. Whatever.
All right, go.
I just want to say I've been waiting for this moment since week four. I was the first person off the bandwagon. I noticed the flaws first. I noticed the little penguin running around with a football on the field. I want to ask you a question, Jack. Do you want to compare Case Keenum and Baker's best years, or just take their best stats in their category, in each category for their career, and compare them?
Well, Case Keenum's played a lot longer than Baker.
Jackson,
so we'll go season, but this is bullshit.
Okay. See, that's the problem, is it's not, and we're about to find out why. What would you say Baker's best season was?
The end of 2020, yes.
Okay.
So only the end. Remember, he has to say only the end because he was pissed from the beginning.
We'll take his 2020 season. Baker had 3,563 passing yards.
Yeah.
And Case Keenum's best season, which – I would say it's the Minnesota season over the Denver, even though he passed for more yards than the Denver.
What about the year he went to the NFC Championship?
With the Minnesota. I would say that. He passed for 3,547 yards. Okay. So about 120 less than Baker's best season.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
Baker that year threw for 26 touchdowns.
I know the stats.
26 to 8.
Yeah,
okay.
I do my research.
Case Keenum that year was 22-7.
Ooh.
Baker's QBR that year, 94.9.
Not too good.
Okay.
Case Keenum's that year, 98.3.
Also not that spectacular.
So here's the problem I'm having. Baker Mayfield, in his best, at his best.
Quiet down, please. Dad's on the phone.
No, you're not talking. You even screaming. You're not talking.
At his best, was 120 yards better than Case Keenum. Four touchdowns on a better team, but that's fine. Four touchdowns, but just look at it in a vacuum. Four touchdowns better than Case Keenum. One worse interception than Case Keenum. And over five QBR rating worse than Case Keenum. They are basically the same quarterback. And so here's my big thing is he talks about the bridge burning with Baker and then not getting Deshaun Watson. I'm not lying to you when I say this. I would rather watch Case Keenum at the helm for 16 games.
Okay.
No, that's 20 seconds. That's enough.
I would rather watch Case Keenum at the helm of this Browns football team, a QB who makes smart decisions, whose wife isn't going to blast the team on Twitter, who isn't going to act like he's some savior, who isn't every press conference isn't going to be, I just need to play better. I just got to wake up feeling dangerous again. Who I trust to make smart decisions and get the ball in the fourth quarter. Case Keenum understands that he is not an elite quarterback. He understands that he can't make some of those throws. So you know what he does? He makes the safe throws. I would take his Denver Broncos performance last year over every single one, including the Chiefs game performance over Baker Mayfield. You want to know why? Because when it came, when push came to shove in crunch time, what did Baker do? He gives the ball right to the Chiefs. And don't even get me started on the abysmal performances against the Packers and the Ravens. I wanted to take toothpicks, shove them in my eyes, and set my hair on fire before I would ever, ever watch that game again.
Are you good? You all right? All right.
God!
Jackson.
Oh, my God.
You had a conniption. This is a really long
episode.
That's
the worst thing I've ever heard.
It's a really long episode. We've got to wrap it up eventually, but I guess you can respond to that.
I was actually in pain listening to that. You just compared Baker Mayfield to the starting quarterback of an NFC championship team. First and foremost, you're not comparing Baker Mayfield to current Case Keenum. You're comparing him to the Case Keenum that had the Vikings in the NFC championship.
Nope. I'm responding. Nope. Is he telling me? Let me just get it straight. Are you telling me Case Keenum, which you made this claim that Baker Mayfield is a top 10 quarterback. Are you telling me Case Keenum was a top 10 quarterback? Please, please, say that to the people.
Okay, sit down.
Say
sit
that
down,
to
down,
the
down,
people
sit down, sit
down. And tarnish
Jackson,
your reputation.
Hey, I will answer it. The answer to that is no. Jackson, respond.
Thank you. I never said he was top 10. I'm just saying you're –
No, wait, whoa. You said Baker was top 10.
Yeah, Baker's top – yeah, Baker. Not yeah, Baker. Not Case Keenum. Not Case Keenum. Baker's top 10. Yes.
Okay.
God, Carter makes me so angry.
Why?
I didn't do this.
Sit down.
That he's an NFC Championship game quarterback. What does that have to do with anything when we know he's average?
Don't say you don't do that to him because your pants were on the floor.
I did not do that.
Well, he reacts to that. He doesn't pull his pants down and go into somersault. All right, continue.
Yeah, but I didn't interrupt. I let him speak.
I know, but you had a couple soliloquies. Now continue.
I don't even know what I was going to say because he's just terrible. Okay. Yeah, and he's comparing Baker Mayfield to a quarterback that was literally in the NFC Championship game.
I'm sorry, but he
why does that matter?
You can't have it both
it
ways.
Is average.
Jack, you can't have it back. You can't have it both ways.
So, but why does he react like that?
Because you know why Carter. You know why Carter's so angry?
Because
you keep saying that Baker is so supremely better than Case, and then you say that Case was an AFC Championship.
NFC, yeah.
Yeah, championship, NFC yeah. Championship quarterback. Why you can't go both ways?
What are you talking?
You can't keep flip flopping. You're saying that Case was a good enough quarterback.
Right, no, right now, right, yes, right now, right now. Yes, yes. He said that he would take Baker. No, I need to speak here.
After Baker played last season? Yeah.
Like, this is getting ridiculous. I'm sorry.
No,
but this
no,
is
no, no, no.
He's
no,
going,
no,
he's
I
going
interrupt
Case
him.
Like 4 years ago.
No.
You're going from Baker a year and a half ago.
Hold on. I didn't interrupt
whatever
him. And this
says,
is actually making me really upset.
Says,
hold on.
Sit down.
Thank
sit
you.
Down,
thank you. Thank you, Hunter. You're saying you would take Case Keenum's Denver performance this year over any Baker performance. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I would take Baker over Case this year, any day of the week, absolutely. And then you're not comparing the Case of late to Baker. You're comparing the Case that got the Vikings to the NFC Championship
two,
to Baker.
2 years ago?
Yes. It might have been – probably – no, it was in 20 –
It was three.
It was more than 3 years. No, it was
– 2019 when he threw the pass to Stephon Diggs.
No, because then he would have went straight to Cleveland as a backup after that. That can't be right.
You're using a pass Baker. You're not using
a
Baker.
No, because that was 2020. 2020 was a backup. Last year and 2 years from now, he was with us. Last year he was with us. The year before that, he was a backup. The year before that, he was in the championship game.
No, he didn't go NFC Championship to Browns backup.
No, not Browns backup. He was like somewhere else. And then he got outplayed.
Jack, Denver.
Denver, yeah.
Yeah.
Jack, you can't be mad at him for using a pass quarterback when you're using a pass quarterback too. Baker hasn't been good in a year and a half.
I agree. And
I agree.
He hasn't been good in a year and a half. And I will continue to say that's because of his injury. He was fantastic when he wasn't injured and he didn't have Odell on the roster. Mm-hmm. I think it's today. I'm sorry. I think everyone knows my point. Everyone knows Carter and Jake's point. Everyone knows Hunter's point. I think now is a good time to call. It's an hour 20 episode.
Okay,
No. I have to respond. I have to respond. I have to respond.
You have 10 seconds.
You just said that you keep bringing up the point that Case Keenum went to the NFC Championship. Why does that matter? Is Case Keenum an average quarterback? Case Keenum's prime. That's his prime.
Here's
that year.
Here's why that matters.
Is he an average quarterback
Carter,
that year?
Holy shit.
Answer the question.
answer down?
Honestly, question. Honestly, quiet down. No one wants to hear this in the
answer
car.
Answer the question.
The question's very simple. The question goes back to you. Is because you're saying you would take Case Keenum right now, this Case Keenum against... Jack, see, again, I didn't... God. Stop.
I know,
stop. No,
you're,
stop,
you're
stop,
not
no.
answering his question.
Yes, I
you're
am. I am answering his question.
You're answering with another question.
No, I'm not. I'm not answering with another question. I'm saying simply... That,
you just said the question goes
we gotta sum
to
it up. We gotta sum it up.
This is what pissed me off. I didn't interrupt you two when
Jack
you guys did
has
this.
The final 20
Look,
seconds.
Okay, maybe I interrupted Jake, seconds. But I didn't interrupt.
You
I didn't interrupt
didn't
Carter.
Take 5 minutes to speak
because I kept getting interrupted, and Carter keeps
okay,
doing this.
Okay, no, that's just not true. We give you 4 to 8 minutes.
No, so Carter keeps doing this though.
He can do that. What he wants. You had your pants down. Continue.
Here's the deal. Look, Carter said that he would take Case Keenum this year over Baker this year. That's
no,
what.
No, I would take his.
That's what I'm saying. I can't get a point across because you just interrupt.
Because you're lying.
You literally said it on.
You're lying. Stop lying.
He said. You said you would take
Case. I would say. I said. I would take Case Keenum's prime over Baker's.
That's not what you said. You said his performance.
I literally read the stats for it.
You also said you would take his Denver.
Yes, I would take his Denver Broncos performance this year over every other performance.
And that's why I had to bring up that you didn't compare Baker to that case. You compared Baker to the case that was in the NFC Championship.
He did both.
Yes, and that's why I was bringing that point up. Okay, that's it's as simple as that. He didn't need to have a whole tamper tantrum.
Address both. You got to address both.
I don't even know what I'm addressing. I've completely lost my train of thought after watching him. Mrs. Hip, no, we're ending the episode.
No,
we have to.
Just
we have to end this.
We have to end.
He's no, because I haven't dodged a thing. No, you have been terrible today.
No,
we're done. We're done. Answer the question.
I will say what they.
No, we have to end this.
He's got to answer the question.
Mrs. Hip, if you're listening, you have raised an absolute child. Carter should be ashamed of yourself.
And before we go, I just want why Baker has not progressed since rookie year is also what bothered me. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.
Make sure to like and subscribe to the Frenemies podcast, whatever podcast platform you're listening on Spotify. Make sure you interact with our polls and questions on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating. And if you really want to and have a chance on making it into our show, you can leave an audio recording on your take, opinion, and whatever you want to say. Thanks for listening.